All right, folks, the download button of the Brandon LaPanty Show. And we are broadcasting to you live, pre-recorded on this podcast. So, folks, lots of things going on. If you're looking down right now at your phone, you're going to notice that today is Thursday and not Wednesday. And you're going to be like, well, what happened? I thought the show is supposed to be every, you know, supposed to be Monday, you know, Monday, Wednesdays. What happened? And even sometimes we've been on Fridays. What's going on? What is this Thursday stuff? Well, what happened is apparently the weather had different plans than I intended to. And I was supposed to record this on the way back from where I was going. And Mother Nature decided to drop an ice storm on me here in the Pennsylvania Northeast. So now I am officially driving back after a nice ice storm that we had. Really made the roads a bit slick. And I was focusing on the driving rather than focusing on the show, which when I drive, I mean, I obviously I'm focusing on the road more than anything else when I drive, but, you know, I didn't want to have to be worried about talking and all that while I was trying to concentrate on keeping the car in between the lines. So I figured, we'll do this today. So a lot of stuff going on in the, just in general that I want to talk about. But one of the things I really found interesting, so I was actually hanging out with somebody the other day, and I ran into him, and we've all heard the stories about Howie Mandel and how he doesn't like, you know, to be, you know, he's I say germaphobe, but I can't think of the right word for it right now, and he doesn't like germs, he doesn't like any of that stuff. Well, I was hanging out with a guy the other day. And I've known him for quite a while and stuff like that. And what I thought was funny was, I noticed with him, he has three mindsets as far as his health. He either feels something coming on, or he's just getting over something. Okay, or he's not feeling well, or you never ever hear the guy say, hey, I feel great today. No, it's always like, you know, he's either been sick, getting over being sick, or coming down with something. You never hear him say, oh, hey, I feel great, I feel this, I feel that. No, it's always like he's always coming down with something, or he's always just getting over something, or he feels something going on, or, you know, I know people, some people just generally, especially with health problems, they don't always feel well, and I understand that. Believe me, I definitely do. I have a mom that's, unfortunately has kidney disease and stuff like that, so I do understand that. But I laugh. He's like a 20-year-old guy. He won't shake your hand. He's got to fist bump you. You know, every time, he shakes your hand, he's got to wipe his hands off with the hand sanitizer, you know, pretty much bathes in Purell all day. And I laugh because a friend of mine, when I were just talking about this the other day, and I'm talking about how he says to me, he goes, you know, and I'm going to say this, and, you know, he said to me, I notice you don't get sick very often. Now, I just said that, watch, I'm going to come down with the flu tomorrow. But I said, you know, I said, that's because I expose myself to all germs possible. You know, if I see something fall on the ground, I pick it up and eat it. You know, I was joking around, we were hysterical laughing. I said, but it's the truth. You get people that just, you know, they're afraid to be around any germs, and they get these weakened immune systems, and that's why they get sick. I mean, that's what happens. So something else I wanted to point out too, folks. You know, when you have to make sure, to a certain point, you have to be exposed to some germs just to keep your immune system in check. Because what happens is, from what I've read anyway, and from what I've heard from a friend of mine who's a nurse, what they were saying is, if you don't do that, if you don't expose yourself to some kind of germs, eventually your body ends up, I don't want to say attacking itself, but you end up in a situation where, you know, your body, you start coming up with, you start becoming allergic to things. They start becoming sick with certain things. You know, weird people who end up getting weird diseases of that. And then what they were saying is that it's people that, you know, that aren't exposed to much stuff, they end up getting, you know, they're sicker at times because, or when they do get something, they end up getting, it comes on really, really tough. And then, you know, they end up there in a situation where they just can't fight it off because it's just, you know, they've, you know, their immune system never has to really fight anything off. So just something to go ahead and think about. So some other stuff, folks, too, I thought that was interesting as well. I got a bunch of some tweets and stuff like that from some people. I believe it was the other show I talked about how I liked construction, and my wife and I were working on a house, and I posted a couple things up on the blog, stuff that I've been working on with the new house and some other things. And then I went into a thing talking about construction and stuff like that. And it's funny, it's funny how things actually work. I end up getting a couple messages from people. One of the people I actually know, but the other person that emailed me, I ended up starting getting some contractor questions. People ask me questions. Hey, I know you're handy. What would you do with this, or what would you do with that? So I actually thought that was really interesting, something I didn't expect to happen, but it's pretty neat. So for those of you that do have any questions or anything about any of that kind of stuff, feel free to message me. I'm not an expert by any means, but I do know my way around tools, so I can see if I can help you out the best I can. And then somebody made the suggestion on Twitter I should have a thing where once a week I answer people's questions just about either podcasting or anything about stuff like construction and stuff like that. I'd be willing to do that if we had enough questions. So send your questions in, and we'll see what I'll see what I can do with them. Like, if you have any questions about tech or any questions about podcasting, construction, anything like that, go ahead and, send them in to me. And, I'll see what I can do, see what I can talk, and see what I can come up with. Like I said, I'm not an expert by no means, but, I definitely know my way around. I can definitely probably help some people out. And it'd be a good way for us to, fill some content out, and as well to add some, I won't say educational value, but add some value to the show as far as, you can actually learn something from the show besides hearing me, joking around, some of that. But so that was that. So, but by the way, folks, some of the questions people do ask are pretty interesting. Somebody had asked me a question wanting to know if they could actually how they should hang their door they got. And then, of course, I replied back to them. I said, "Is it interior door, exterior door?" And they said it was an interior door, and I had said, with the frame or without the frame. And they had sent me some more information about that as well. And one thing I do want to say, folks, if you are hanging an interior door and you have a good opening, like a 32-inch or a 36-inch opening, because most of your interior doors are going to be 32, most exterior doors are going to be 36. But what I do tell people to do is if you do end up in a – if you have an opening, you're better off just getting the door with the frame. If it's like a newer build, or if you have a true 32-inch opening, get the door with the frame. It's so much easier. Yeah, it's a couple more dollars. When I mean a couple more bucks, I mean maybe $10, $20 more to get it with the frame. But it's just so much easier. You level the door. You use the shims. You level it out. You screw it into the sides, and you touch up your holes and all that. And it just makes things so much easier when you have the frame. Now, in my case, my wife and I, our home, we have a vintage home, and my wife really wanted to save this cherry wood around the entire door frame. My wife really wanted to save that. So in that case, took the door off the hinges and went ahead and, had to work the door in and work the door into the jamb and all that. And it was a little bit of a project, but it came out really, really nice. One of the things I do recommend, folks, if you do have old homes, my wife and I, like I said, we're working on an older Victorian home that we're eventually going to move into, but one of the things I do want to say, if you have these older homes and you have the older brackets, you can actually, the hinges, you can actually take those and dip those in a solution and clean those up. And then what you can actually do is you can actually go ahead and clean and use the original hinges. And sometimes it can make hanging the door a little easier, because back in the day they used to notch out those hinges in the door frame. And if you can use the original hinges, clean them up and put them back, it really could be, you know, really can, you know, really not only add, give the house a little bit of a character, but it can also make your life a lot easier when it comes to hanging that door, especially if you're not going to use the frame and you're just going to hang the door in the opening. Clean those hinges up, you know, screw that in, and it will make the, it'll make the door just look that much better, and it'll be that much easier for you. So just a little home improvement tip today, but go ahead and do that. So those of you, so the lady that, that emailed me that, her name was Katie, actually. I want to thank her very much for emailing me in that question. And if you are doing the door by yourself, see if you can have a friend come over, maybe help you out for like an hour or so. Just because when you're hanging a door by yourself, sometimes it can be a little tricky. Sometimes you need somebody to hold the door for you, especially when you start opening the door and checking it. Sometimes you need somebody on the other side, just a second set of eyes to make sure your all your gaps are sealed and all that. So that would be my suggestion with that. But it's really neat to see to get a question about construction from a woman. And believe me, folks, I know a lot of women that are excellent carpenters. My wife, phenomenal when she comes to home repair. She's very good at, you know, she's very good at giving the house character and knowing what she wants, and then she knows I can execute it and make it happen for her. So good for you. Like I said, it's good to see a woman doing something by herself, not relying on somebody doing it herself. Really good to see that. I hope my daughter's that way when she gets older. So good for you. And Katie, like I said, if you have any more questions, feel free to email me or send me a tweet like you did before. So some other news, folks, as well. I always talk about the Electronic Media Collective, but as that's a podcast network where my one friend Randy started it. Some things I want to talk about there. Since Randy and they do a monthly podcast called Growlix, which is a really great show. If you haven't checked it, if you're into comic books or anything like that, check them out. They really do a really nice show. They're really a great duo. But one of the things I thought was interesting was Randy, this past week, every month they have a monthly poll list. And me being a little bit of a nerd, I always, go on their poll list and check out what's available and all that kind of stuff. And I was joking with them. I said, one thing I noticed is a lot of people are either DC people or they're Marvel people. Noticed that the other day, I know they read a lot of DC because that's what people vote for. And then, like, my wife is a Marvel girl. That's all. She never reads DC. All she ever reads is Marvel. I read both, actually, because I was that big of a nerd in school. But I noticed that when it comes to comic books, you have people that are really diehard into one thing or really diehard into another. My friend growing up, he was really into Spawn and the Image comic stuff. But it's really amazing how you can have people that are really into one thing or really into the other when it comes to this whole comic book thing. Very rare do you get one person into one, into both. But, it can't happen. I was into it, and a bunch of my friends were into it, but one of the things that it's really cool about it is being an adult reading some of this stuff now. I remember reading this stuff as kids, but when you're an adult reading this stuff, you really get more out of it in the sense that you pick up on some of the stuff that maybe you don't pick up on as a kid. Not just saying anything, not like dirty jokes or anything like that, but just in general, there's things you don't think of when you're younger that you do think of when you're older. So I thought that was pretty neat. It was a lot of fun for me anyway. I enjoyed that. Reading it when I was older, I was like, oh yeah, I didn't think about that. And you start getting these things that you didn't know of when, you're younger, so that was pretty neat. Let's see, what else do I have to talk about? By the way, folks, I do want to point out one thing. I was just looking at some notes I had made earlier, thinking of some notes I had made earlier for the show. One thing I do want to point out, folks, is if you are going to, by the way, if we're talking about doors again, if you do have an old house with an old door that you would like to save, if it's pretty beat up or scratched up, they do have services out there where you can actually have the door what they call dipped, and you send the whole door to them, or they come out and do it, depending on the company you get, and they will put the door in almost like an acid bath. And when they wash the door with this acid, and it takes a lot of the scratches and stuff like that, and kind of almost refinishes it. And, it's really nice what they do with that kind of stuff. And it's amazing. Like I said, you can really save an old door. But you got to see, you have to remember one thing too, folks, is the older stuff wasn't insulated as good. So if you do have an old door, make sure that it's not falling apart or make sure it's well insulated. You don't want to put a door on that's, you know, because back then, they a lot of times, there was no really codes back then. And they would actually, what they would do is they would, I mean, actually put like an exterior door or an interior door and actually on the exterior and just replace it every couple of years. I mean, because back then things were cheaper than they are now. So that was kind of their way of, and they didn't have the technology they had now either. So, you know, a door going bad every couple of years was just like a thing, you know, you got to deal with when you're a homeowner. But so go ahead and just check all that out as well. But like I said, if you have the money, you can actually go ahead and, you know, put it in a dip. And try that, and it actually is, you know, really good. Another thing too, since I have been working at the house and cleaning up these hinges and all that, I want to see if I can get this company. Maybe I can get them as a sponsor for the show, or maybe even a sponsor for the website. I don't know yet. I'm going to talk to them about it. But I started using these gloves called Venom Steel gloves, and I actually heard about them from another show that a friend of mine listened to. And his truck the other day, we were going somewhere. We were listening to a show, and we were laughing, and that was one of the sponsors. And I picked up a box of them on Amazon, and I didn't know if I was going to like them too much or not, but I actually wore them. And they're rubber gloves. They're like latex gloves like you would wear, you know, they're not the blue gloves like you wear when you go to your parents. You know, they're black, and it's not like something you wear when, you know, you know, like, you know, you're at a hospital and the nurse puts them on. You know, these actually feel good. They are disposable. They are thicker, from what I could tell, than regular hospital gloves. They're really meant more for working on cars or doing construction and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, folks, what I noticed was how much nicer my hands, you know, my hands weren't drying out when I got out from that powder crap that you get on some of the other gloves. And I think they are latex, I believe, but I'm going to see if I want to look into it, see if I can get them as a sponsor, because I really actually did make a really nice product, and that's really big with me. I'm not the kind of, if you know anything about me, you'll know that I don't really like, I know people all the time that throw products out there all the time on podcasts, and I hate that. Like, have you ever tried the product? Do you know it works? Have you spent the $20, $30 to buy the product and tried it? And people just say, no, I'm not going to spend the money. I just throw it in the pocket to make money. Yeah, so you're telling your audience, people that trust you, that listen to you, to buy something, and you don't even know if it's going to work for them. Like, I just think that's the worst thing you could do with a podcast. So, I've talked about, like, I would like to eventually, and I think there's too many of them out there now, but I eventually have people say, oh, get an Audible, like, you know, sell Audible on your show. Well, first of all, I think there's a lot of companies that sell Audible out there. Now, I do love Audible. I'm not going to lie. I heard about it on another podcast, and I started using it because the person that was on the podcast, I knew them, and I knew that they really liked the service, and I knew they had a lot of success with it. So I tried it, and for those who don't know, Audible is it's audiobooks on your iPhone, and I got it, and I really loved it, and I really used it, and I thought it was really great. So I went with them and I used them. But the point is, I trusted the person that was doing the podcast enough. Not only, I mean, yes, did I, by me buying it, did they make money? I'm sure they probably made a couple cents. But I trusted the person on the podcast enough to actually buy, you know, to try the service and all that. And because, you know, I think at times a podcast is a little more intimate than, you know, say a radio show or TV show, because you know, you're just going to sit there and listen to me for a half hour, 45 minutes. You know, a couple times a week, you know, you're going to get to know me, and hopefully when you guys send an email, something, I'll get to know you a little bit. But, you know, so when you're asking somebody to actually buy a product that you know nothing about, I do think it's very, very bad for your podcast. It's very bad for business, and it's not nice to the people that listen to you. But I'm going to see if I can get them to go ahead and see if I can get them as a sponsor for the show. I would really love to get them as a sponsor for the show, because, I mean, the product, I mean, they were amazing. I mean, I loved them. I was using them, and I was really amazed that, you know, how good they were. I was expecting, like, because I've used hospital gloves before, and my fingers sometimes go right through them when I'm working. But in this, I mean, these actually held up really, really well. And then I was, too, when I was foaming around a window and stuff like that at the new house, I was wearing them, and I threw them away after I was done, but, you know, I was, you know, moving wood around and stuff like that, and they didn't rip or tear. I was really surprised. Even the box is like 70% thicker and than regular gloves. And I could actually see that because they were really strong. So, like I said, I'm going to see if I can get them as a sponsor. Maybe you guys can get them. Save yourself a couple of bucks. I like to get like an offer code, like a discount code. Like instead of just saying, okay, we'll get, you know, put an offer code this just so we get the credit for it. I like to see if they can give us like a discount. So this way you guys can get money off. And this way I could, you know, if I make a buck on it or two, I don't really care. But, you know, at least it'd be a nice, you know, be something nice to give away for, you know, the holidays, a discount code. So, but they were really, really good. And that's why I want to get them, because I was really impressed with them. So something else I want to talk about too, folks. Over the weekend, a friend of mine was talking about how he likes to travel, and like he said, oh, if I could, I'd never be home, and I'd be traveling all the time, seeing the world of that. And I do know guys that travel lots of that, but you know, I mean, I travel for work quite a bit here and there, but quite often actually. But here's the issue with that. I have stuff, and I like my stuff. So I don't really like to be, you know, I don't want to be, and I like going on vacations for like a week or even two, but after a while, I want to come back to my stuff, you know, and sometimes I notice that people that do, because we have a friend of ours that did a house swap this past summer where you swap houses with somebody else, and First of all, I personally have a really huge problem with that. I would not want somebody else feeding my dog, feeding my cat, and some of that. I don't think I could do that. And I really don't like the thought of somebody living and sleeping in my bed. Because, oh, you change the sheets. Yeah, I don't know about that. But you don't know what happens in the bed. But, you know, what gets to me is, like, people do house swaps and stuff like that. And I know people say, well, the people, you know, the companies that do this, they're all insured and all that kind of. I know, but I have a lot of nice stuff, and it's my stuff, and I've worked really hard to buy that stuff, and I don't know if I want somebody else messing with it. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, I don't know if I could do a house swap. You know, I don't want some guy who's in my house for a month, you know, firing up my table saw and start cutting sheet metal with it and ruin it. You know, I mean, I just don't want that. I don't want somebody else touching. You know, I don't want somebody else, you know, eating off my plates. You know, I mean, it's one thing I have a friend over, but I don't know those people. And they do that even internationally now. You can actually go ahead and do house swaps and stuff like that. I don't know if I'd be overly thrilled with somebody. No, I don't think I could do it. I mean, I can go on vacation for a week or two. I'm okay with that stuff. You know, I'm okay with coming, you know, but it's like my one friend. And even, let's not even talk about house swaps. Let's just talk about just regular things. Like my one friend, he says to me, oh, yeah, I'm going away for, you know, we're taking 6 weeks and we're going to Ireland. I'm like, 6 weeks? How the heck can you be away from everything for 6 weeks? Well, I'm going to work remotely. I get that. I do. I get it. But what if you're there for like the first week and you don't like it? Then what? Now you're stuck there for 5 more weeks. None of people know the odds of that happening. I know. But I just don't like the thought of, okay, I'm going to be away for 5 weeks. I don't know. To me, that's just a little bit, that's just not for me. But that's just me personally. I don't know. I mean, I don't like being away for that long. I mean, a week and a half is a long vacation. I mean, after like a week and a half, I start wanting to come home. But yeah, I couldn't do that. So, but yeah, it was, I don't know how people do. I mean, I know some people love that. I know some people love to travel. They want to see the world and all that kind of stuff. And I'm all for that, but I like my stuff. That's a problem. If I could pick up my house, I got to figure out. If I could take my house with me and my stuff with me for 6 weeks maybe or a month or 2 months, I'd be okay with that. You know what I mean? Like I think I'd be okay with that. I just got to figure that whole thing out now. Maybe we can do like, you know, remember in Home Improvement, the last episode where he takes the house with them to wherever they move? Remember he puts it on the boat and he takes it with them? You know, maybe, you know, if I could figure that out, I think I'd be okay. If I could figure out if I could pick my house up and take it with me, pick my garage up, take it with me, take my tools with me, take my computer with me. If I could figure out a way to take all my stuff with me, in my house, I want my own bed too. That's why I don't like, you know, I have a rather expensive bed, and I have a pretty bad back. So I don't say real bad, but it aches me at times. from an accident I had when I was younger, but that's another story for another podcast. But so I have a pretty expensive bed, okay, because it makes my back feel good and my legs feel good when I'm sleeping. And my wife has bad hips. She likes her bed. Even 30 years old, we're falling apart here. But, okay, so if I can find a way to take my bed with me, take my stuff with me, you know, take the whole house with me. I like the touch of home. You know, take that stuff with me, then I might be okay. You know, but not when, you know, not sleeping in somebody else's bed. I mean, I start, you know, even somebody else's car. Let's talk about car, okay? I have a GMC Sierra 2500 heavy duty, okay? I like my truck. I like driving my own vehicle. I'm not overly thrilled with being an economy class rental car for a week and a half, 2 weeks when we go. I deal with it because we're on vacation. But to do that for 6-8 weeks, nah, ain't going to happen, you know? So, there, you know, it's one of those kinds of things. You know, it's very difficult to give up your stuff when you have come accustomed to it and liking it. I have friends of mine that I'm telling you, they rent a house. Every couple of years, they move. You know, they've rented a house for like a year, and then they said, oh, we're renting a place over in Spain. We're going to stay in Spain for 6 months and all that. So they rented a house in Spain, and they rented there. And they said, well, we're renting a house in so-and-so now for, always wanted to see New York. So we're going to rent a house in New York for 6 months. And then after we're going to, hey, that's great if you don't have, at times maybe I'm thinking about it wrong. Maybe they're doing it right, you know. You don't have anything overly valuable. You don't have anything, you know, that you have to worry about picking up and moving all the time. You don't have to, you know, maybe they're doing it right and I'm doing it wrong. I don't know. But I always find that interesting. And then the other problem is, too, when you're in a place you don't know, the last thing you want is something to break when you're at another place. Like, when I go on vacation, I fix stuff in my house and in my rental houses all the time. The last thing I want to do is when I go to a hotel room is something to break. Okay, the one thing that annoys me more than anything is when I'm in a hotel room and the freaking air conditioning breaks. That annoys the crap out of me. Okay, because you know why? Okay? I fix stuff all the time. The last thing I want to do is to have to worry about, oh, calling down to them, hey, there, oh, we'll send the maintenance guy out. Now I let the maintenance guy in. Now he's in my hotel room while I'm trying to work, banging away on this. It's just not a pleasant experience. Okay, the last thing I want is something to break when I'm on vacation. Oh, forget it. I get so annoyed if the rental car breaks down while I'm on vacation. Oh, don't even get me started. I really get annoyed with crap like that. You know, I fix stuff all the time. I don't have to worry fixing about it or dealing with it when I'm on vacation. That's just my feeling anyway. But then again, I don't go on vacation for months at a time. I go away, you know, week here, week there, you know, once in a while we'll go. I think once or twice since I've been married, we went away for like 2 weeks. But that's so rare for us to do something like that. But plus, too, when you have a business, naturally, too, it depends on what kind of work you're in. You know, my one buddy, line of work he's in, he can work from pretty much anywhere around the country. My line of work, my business, I work from anywhere? Probably, but it gets to be tough. That's the thing, you know, if you have a job where it's only 9 to 5 and you can work remotely, you can do that kind of stuff. But when you have a business, when you're on, you know, you're on call, and especially when you have a business based out of America, you know, another country, you got the time difference to worry about, some of that, you know, it's totally different situation. But I guess it depends on your situation, depends on your financial situation and your personal situation. And obviously, when you have kids, you can't do that. That's the thing too. You get some people, friends of my wife and I, you know, they're in the same age as us. You know, actually a little older, mid 30s, and they're still traveling around. Oh, eventually we're gonna settle down and have kids. Like they're 35. You know, you're 35. You know, your wife is 38. You know, I'm not trying to tell you that the clock is ticking or anything, but you know, I mean. If you want to think about a family, you know, by the time you buy the house, get settled, to get a job there locally, you're going to keep the job you have. It's up to you financially what you want to do, but you know, you have to start thinking about, hey, you know, you know, that's a year, year and a half, 2 years, and you got to start thinking that stuff a year, you know, a year or two out. You know, and then people say, well, if you have an infant, you could keep traveling. Do you ever try traveling with an infant? Try it. Let me know. Okay. Yeah, you can bring a pack and play with you, but after a while, that kid's going to want his own crib. You know, so it's one of those kinds of things, you know. It's a tough thing, and, you know, I think it's a tough thing. But it depends on you and you know, your personal situation. So, I think I had enough ranting for one day. As always, you can find all of our stuff at BrandonLapani.com. You also go to technologygeek.org and SoundCloud.com/BrandonLapani.com. SoundCloud.com/BrandonLapani Show. I want to thank you, everybody, for listening, and we will talk to you again soon. Thank you very much.